Thank you for joining us for our sermon podcast. Emmanuel United Methodist Church is located at 1351 Main Street in Welford, South Carolina. Our mission at Emmanuel states, by God's grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we pursue Christ to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world. Our hope is that this message will help you as you grow in God's grace, trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and to pursue Christ with all you have. Now sit back and listen for what the Lord may be saying to you as Pastor Andrew delivers today's message. Thank you.
Today, guess what? We're continuing our sermon series. What's our sermon series been on? Get in the game. Four of you have been paying attention. I'm proud. Last week it was only two of us. But we're continuing our series. If you've not been with us, we've been studying Get in the Game. We've tied this kind of to football season starting, baseball season kind of finishing. And our call to serve and get into the action and be the hands and feet of Christ. The first week we looked at denying ourselves, carrying our cross, and following Jesus. And then we said if we really want to be great, we got to serve. Jesus says the greatest among us will be the servant. Then we saw that we're all part of one body and we all serve different functions, and that's okay. That the hand doesn't have to be the ear, nor the ear the foot, or anything else. Then we saw that our faith, we can have all the faith in the world, but if we have no deeds to go with it, our faith is dead. And then last week we looked at following Jesus as a contact sport and how we're called to get in there and go and serve the least of these. Today we're going to be continuing this in the sixth chapter of Galatians. I know it's listed 1 through 10 in your bulletin. I'm only going to read verses 7 through 10 today. And that's on page 948 if you're in one of the pew Bibles. If you've got one of our packets, it's printed in there towards one of the pages there in the back. Hear the words this morning from our Holy Scriptures. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. Let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our Lord, our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. So it's the fourth quarter of a long, hard-fought game. It's the last few innings of a game that will determine your playoff seeding. It's the last quarter mile of a race you're not thinking you're going to finish. It's those moments that every athlete, that every person who has ever competed has to make a decision. Whether this decision is made consciously or not, the decision is made. They'll either become weary and give in or give up, or they'll dig deep and keep going. Weary is defined as being exhausted in strength, endurance, or freshness. Expressing or characteristics of weariness, having one's patience, tolerance, or pleasures exhausted. It's that moment in your life that will determine and how you will tell everybody around you who you really are. Now, we're not here playing a real sport, but it's also that moment at the end of a long week, and you're just not sure you can get up and do it again. It's that moment when all your hope seems lost and you've tried everything. It's that moment when you feel like there's nobody else that understands, and that there's nobody to help share the load. It's that moment in life where you either take your eyes off of Jesus and you kind of give up and you fall away from the faith, or you dig in deep and you say, give me your best shot, because I'm not moving. There are moments we all encounter. And in these few verses, Paul is, he's coming to the end of his instructions that he's given to the church in Galatia. Especially chapters 5 and 6, he's been telling them, we are not this. Don't do these things because that's of the flesh. Do these things because they're of the Spirit. That's where we get our famous verse from the fruits of the Spirit. The fruit, singular, of the Spirit. And then in chapter 6, he's continuing and he's telling them, share in each other's burdens. Correct each other. Evaluate yourselves. He's telling them all these things that are hard to do. And then in verse 9, he gives them a little bit of grace because he knows how hard this is, because he himself has probably been weary more than we could ever understand. And he says, let us not grow tired or weary of doing what is, some of your translations probably say, good or right. Yesterday, our IUMC Runs for God team took on the Harvest Day 5K at the Inman Harvest Day Festival. And I'm going to share some secrets with you. When I run, I do two things that contradict each other. I focus, and I also stay distracted. That makes no sense, does it? You see, what happens is I stay focused on my pace. How fast am I going? Because see, you can go so fast at the beginning, you don't have any energy to finish. Then you can go so slow at the beginning that you can go as fast as you want to at the end and it's not going to matter. I focus on my breathing. There's actually a rhythm that you can get in your breathing and your steps. And the tireder you get, the more focused your breathing has to become. And I know you're hearing this from somebody who's slow and big, okay? But I'm telling you, it's the truth. You can ask all the people that really know. They'll tell you the same thing. But I stay distracted. I stay distracted from the pain, from the heels, and anything that may be negative in any way, shape, or form. Because as soon as they get in my mind, I start telling myself, you don't have to do this. You could quit. So as we began yesterday, let me say this, we began uphill. We continued uphill. Uphill. The only downhill was at the very end. I never knew you could go uphill so many times. I used to laugh at people who said they walked to school uphill both ways. I now understand how that is actually possible. Man. But we started uphill, and I told myself, this is what you've worked very hard for. You got this. And as soon as we get going up the hill, in my mind, I'm going, this ain't going to work. And there I see some of Emmanuel's cheerleaders with these silly signs standing out, not just for us to see, but for everybody else. And at this point, I became very angry. They're right. I paid for this. Stop reading and start running. And so I knew in that moment, well, you can't show weakness now. They're watching, right? So I powered through, and I really thought I could do this. And then the race continued. And the hills continued, and they got bigger. And then my legs got tireder, and they started moving slower. And my breathing got harder, and it was hard to keep my rhythm. And my steps grew tired, and I was tired. I was exhausted. It was early. Not when I typically run, so my body was not accustomed to this. But then I saw them again, holding their signs. You think you're tired? My arms are killing me. Why do all the cute ones run away? Clever stuff here. But this time when I saw them, something was different. They had the car. You don't understand what I'm saying? They had a car. And I yelled out on them. I said, take me home. Take me with you. And I didn't care if that was heaven or Welford at that point. But they had a car, and I was going to get out of there. And then I had to remind myself, focus. Focus. But stay distracted. Then I prayed a prayer that I've prayed a couple times in my life. And I don't know why, because I felt like this was petty, and I felt like this was not very serious, because it was just, I mean, we really were just running. But I said, Lord, somehow use this physical pain for good. And I said that prayer, I think, more because I needed to focus on something bigger than me so that I would stay distracted from where I, what I was feeling. And then I... Preachers shouldn't be this open and transparent. These words kept repeating in my head over and over again. Stupid Harvest Day 5K. Silly Harvest Day. But then I started thinking, who calls this the harvest? Harvest Day? What's a harvest? It's gathering crops. It's reaping the reward of hard work. Weary. No. Paul said, don't grow weary, for the harvest is coming. And I say, oh God, you're up to something. I'm going to run a little bit more. But then the reality hit me, and this is what helped me get through the hardest part of the race. There were four people in front of me from our group. And for the most part of the race, until we got a little over halfway, I could see Stacy up in front of me. And she was running as hard as she could. Something she said she'd never do. But I watched her commit to something. I was just overwhelmed with pride, this person that I loved so much. But then the turns kind of got sharper, and I couldn't see her anymore. She got ahead of me. So far ahead of me, I couldn't see her. But I thought, the four of them, when they finish, they're going to be turning around and looking for me. And then I started thinking, well, if there's four of them in front of me, there's some behind me too. What if they can see me and they're trying to judge what to do based on my energy and commitment? And so I couldn't let them down because they may have been looking to me for the encouragement that I was looking to the other four for. And so I powered on through. Our lives, our walks with Jesus are pretty similar. We start off full of energy, given all we have. And then we run into moments where we're ready to stop and we're looking for any sort of familiar face with a vehicle. Then the timer goes off and it tells you in your ear that it's time to run. Because I was doing an interval training where I ran 3 minutes and then I walked one. It allowed me to stay consistent with my speed. And it would go off, and sometimes it goes off in our head and it says it's time to run, but our heart just tells us, can't do it anymore, I got to walk. God, I got to crawl. Some of us have even been to the point where we say, God, I can't move another step. And we just sit down and quit. And people seem to get ahead of us. You know, we start off in church and we're committed and we're in a group, and then it seems like everybody's life's going better than ours. So they got to be doing something right. Their faith has to be stronger. So they're way up in front of us. And people avoid serving. They avoid anything that involves being around people because they feel bad about where they are in their lives. We avoid growing in community because we think that not being a part of something gives us freedom and autonomy. But in reality, the deeper we grow in relationship and sharing one another's burden, the more freedom we receive in Christ. Because we've got people to help us carry the load. Coach Vince Lombardi once said these words about the winning team, about a successful team, about a great championship caliber team. He said, there are a lot of coaches with good ball clubs. They know the fundamentals and they have plenty of discipline, but they still don't win the game. Then you come to the third ingredient. If you're going to play together as a team, you've got to care for one another. You got to actually love each other. Each player has to be thinking about the next guy, the next girl, and saying to him or herself, if I don't block that man, Paul's going to get his legs broke. Football coach here. I have to do my job well so that he can do, or other people can do their jobs well. The difference between mediocrity and greatness, Lombardi said, is the feeling that you have for each other. In a healthy church, in a great church, people care for one another. Because see, Jesus gave us a command, not only to love God with all we have, but to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. That's how we contribute to a winning team. And I know what it's like to grow weary in our faith. I know what it's like to grow weary in serving the church. But weariness is a funny thing. Jesus knew that we would become weary, and he knew how to defeat it. He said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." It's when we stay focused on Christ, when we stay focused on loving each other, when we stay focused on serving each other, that we truly find our rest. Funny thing happened in that race. The four I knew had probably finished, because I just knew time-wise they were probably done. And the group that I thought was looking to me for encouragement, I finally turned and looked, and there was nobody in sight. I could have quit. I could have at least stopped and walked for a longer period of time. And nobody, I mean, seriously, nobody would have known other than the car that almost hit me. But then I saw it. Mile 3. And there was a sign shortly before that, and it said, "I got this." And in my mind, I thought, well, if you've already got it, then what am I doing trying to get it? Because that sign, if you want to encourage me, it should say, "You've got this." Right? Anyway. But for those of you not familiar with a 5K, it's 3.1 miles. So once you see 3 miles, you're there. You just got to keep going a little bit longer. Then I saw them again, those silly cheerleaders. "You look hot when you sweat." Go, random stranger, go. And in that moment, I thought back to all the times in my life where I quit. I thought back to the days of darkness, the days of depression, the days of anxiety where I couldn't move, I couldn't function, I couldn't be a good husband, I couldn't be a good dad, and I sure was a terrible Christian. And I thought about Paul's words, "Don't quit. The harvest is coming. Dig deep. The harvest is coming. Don't grow weary. The harvest is coming." So I turned the corner and I received my drink that they had, and I went running downhill finally as fast as I could. And at the finish line, first off, before I got to the finish line, sitting in some chairs stood more, sat more Emmanuel United Methodist Church people cheering for us. And at the finish line stood 3 people cheering me on. And I thought, this is what heaven's going to look like. There's going to be people who have been cheering us on for longer than we even know. And so I crossed the line, and I was unhappy with meeting my goal. Now, doesn't that sound weird? But I finally thought, well, there's more people behind me. So now I got to cheer them on. See, I think that's where we find ourselves in our walk with faith. You're either the ones that have finished first, and sometimes you get weary because you don't feel like anybody helps or does their part, and you're just tired of having to do everything. Been there, done that. And so you got 2 options. You can kind of grow weary and complain, or you can start cheering on the ones behind you, encouraging them to catch up and keep going. Maybe you're the person stuck in the middle, and you're just not sure you can keep going. Paul says the harvest is coming, church. And maybe, just maybe, you feel so far back that you're wondering why you even try. You got brothers and sisters willing to walk back and make sure you cross that finish line. That's what being the body of Christ is. It's cheering each other on. And sometimes it's going back and getting those that have fallen behind. Paul says, let us not grow weary in doing what is right. For we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, not sometimes, right? Whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all. See, we're called to get in the game. We're called to dig deep when it gets hard. And I don't know why this hadn't been emotional for me all week. But when I think about the harvest, when I think about heaven, when I think about the amount of grace it took for somebody like me to even get to participate in seeing the harvest, much less reaping it, I'm just overwhelmed. So wherever you find yourself today, don't grow weary. Dig deep and get in the game. Let's pray.
We hope this message encourages you in your walk with Christ. We would love for you to join us for worship at Emmanuel United Methodist Church, where becoming and making disciples is more than just a mission statement. For more information, you can visit us at emmanuelumc.com, or you can find us on Facebook at IUMC Welford. God bless.